From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Surrender or run away. That advice from Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to rebels who now find themselves losing precious ground to pro-government forces. Troops loyal to Gaddafi have been pounding away at rebel positions in the eastern town of Ajdabiya, one of the last stops on the way to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. According to Libyan state television, Ajdabiya has already fallen, though rebels dispute that. What's not in dispute is that anti-government forces are on their heels and that rebels have lost perhaps their most valuable weapon, their optimism. Sudarsan Raghavan is the Africa bureau chief for The Washington Post. He joins us now from Benghazi. And Sudarsan, what's the latest that you've seen and heard? Have the rebels been pushed out of Ajdabiya?
It's still unclear. What we know is that Gaddafi's forces did enter Ajdabiya yesterday, and there was a fierce firefight inside the city, but then they withdrew to the outskirts. Today, I went down to the border area of Zeytina, which is about 10 miles northeast of Ajdabiya. We couldn't go any further because the rebel front line was actually there now. What we learned there was that Gaddafi's forces had surrounded Ajdabiya from the west, and they were also controlling access from the east into the city, which prevented us from entering the area. So, in effect, what we saw today is that Gaddafi's forces has appeared to split the rebels in half, with one group on the road towards Benghazi and the others who are actually inside the city. But, you know, things are still murky. Anything could change, you know, within hours down there.
It sounds like Ajdabiya was seen in a particular way by both the rebels and the pro-Gaddafi forces. What is the strategic and psychological importance of the rebels perhaps losing ground there?
Ajdabiya is less than 100 miles from southeast of Benghazi. Once it's taken, it will be very easy for Gaddafi's forces to move up the road, up the highway, that is. In fact, what I saw today was the rebels actually perhaps preparing for the possibility of such an offensive. A lot of people here in Benghazi are actually looking to see what happens in Ajdabiya before they themselves make a decision whether to remain in Benghazi or perhaps head south or head towards Egypt.
On another issue, I have to ask you about something that is breaking today in the news. The New York Times has confirmed reports that four of their journalists have gone missing, including the Pulitzer Prize winner Anthony Shadid and Stephen Farrell, a reporter who was rescued by British commandos after being kidnapped by the Taliban back in 2009. Do you know anything more about this missing team from the New York Times? And what can you tell us about conditions reporting there for American journalists?
Well, we were all together yesterday in Ajdabiya about 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon when there was heavy shelling coming in. And basically, the last I saw of them, we were all fleeing from the front lines into the city. Other than that, no one really knows what's happened to them. I mean, we're all hoping that in some form of custody or perhaps they're in hiding and they will eventually be released or they'll find their way out. But as of today, I mean, I think the entire sort of press corps here is essentially praying for their safety and hopefully they'll come through fine. But it certainly does highlight the risks of reporting in these conditions. I mean, at any moment, especially in towns like Ajdabiya, at any moment you could come under heavy shelling. The use of pickup trucks with mounted machine guns allows for really quick movement of military troops. So with such volatility on the ground, it's pretty much easy for really any journalist to end up at the wrong spot at the wrong time.
Well, Sudarsan, we hope that you stay safe, and thank you very much for talking to us.
My pleasure.
That's Sudarsan Raghavan. He's the Africa Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. He was speaking to us from Benghazi, Libya.